From ABC News, I'm Tom Martin. Half a dozen U.S. Air Force planes are now on the way to Zaire and Uganda this morning, loaded with troops and supplies for the Rwanda rescue mission. Relief workers say up to 7,000 refugees have died of cholera since last Wednesday. They crowded into one of the squalid camps in Goma, Zaire, where Red Cross worker Nina Winquist and others are desperate for that U.S. aid.
Now it remains to be seen, of course, what kind of a practical impact it will have here in Goma, where hundreds of people are still today dying.
Pentagon officials are predicting a long, expensive, massive rescue operation in Central Africa. Rescue on Mount Hood in Oregon. This man was watching when four climbers about 9,000 feet up the mountain got caught by an avalanche.
They just hit the rock band, cartwheeled over, hit the slab right below it, the snow slab.
Yeah.
And then the avalanche that they had caused, pile of snow above, hit them and knocked two of them into the crevasse, and one miraculously stayed above the crevasse.
The two swept into that crevasse were killed. The two survivors have been airlifted to a hospital in Portland. Hillary Clinton had a shout to be heard over hecklers at a health care reform rally in Seattle. Senate Republican leader Bob Dole is questioning the purpose of the First Lady's cross-country bus caravan, saying the White House has already admitted the plan she's promoting is dead. Well, it's now worth $750,000, information that could clear O.J. Simpson of those murder charges.
I am here today not only to let O.J. know that I am still his friend, but that I have faith in his innocence and wish to offer an additional reward for someone to come forth to establish O.J.'s innocence.
That's Bernard Gimbel, a businessman in Saddle River, New Jersey, and longtime O.J. Simpson friend. Gimbel has written a check for $250,000 and kicked it into Simpson's reward fund for what the defense is calling the real killer or killers of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman. You're listening to ABC News.
If you wear contact lenses, we'd like you to meet 800-800-LENS customer Misty Hellyer of Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Every time I ordered, I saved at least 50%. My customer service reps are friendly, honest, and helpful. It's delivered right to your door, and you can ask for a better service.
Save up to 50% on your lenses, not to mention your time. With fast, convenient delivery of all major brands, replacing your contact lenses has never been easier.
I've recommended 1-800-800-LENS to my friends, family, anyone I know that wears contacts. 1-800-800-LENS, fast, reliable service, delivered right to your door.
Whether you wear hard or soft lenses, disposables, gas permeables, or torics, as long as your prescription is current, 1-800-800-LENS will keep you from seeing double and paying double. Call us at 1-800-800-LENS. That's 1-800-800-LENS.
Where you live in this country can make all the difference in how closely the Internal Revenue Service checks your tax return. Money Magazine Assistant Managing Editor Richard Eisenberg says a survey has discovered a wide variation both in your chances of being audited and how much in back taxes the IRS is willing to accept in payment.
The same taxpayer moving from one part of the state to another part of the state is treated completely differently by the IRS because he suddenly goes to a new tax district. We found a family that lived in Idaho and another family that lived across the state line in Montana. They had similar situations. In one case, they had a very easy time working with the IRS, and another time the IRS said, no, we're not going to work with you at all.
Eisenberg says after studying thousands of pages of IRS documents, it appears the agency is run as if it were 63 independent businesses. A summit tomorrow in Washington, D.C. could bring Israel and Jordan closer to peace. Israeli Foreign Minister Shimon Peres is predicting a peace treaty with Jordan within a few months. The class of 64 held its 30th reunion this weekend at the high school in Hot Springs, Arkansas. One of them showed up in a limo, surrounded by guys in suits and dark glasses.
I wasn't a jock. A lot of people probably would have said I was a nerd. I mean, I don't know, but I liked my friends. I liked our music. I liked the activities, but I liked to study.
Recognize that voice? That's class of 64 graduate Bill Clinton, now president of the USA. This is ABC News.
Hi, David Garner again, president of Connect Long Distance, with a challenge to all small business folks who spend $100 or more on long distance each month. Call us at 1-800-LONG-DISTANCE with your most recent phone bill. Based on your actual calls, we'll show you exactly how much money Connect will save you on each call. No ifs, ands, or buts. Just plain and simple savings of up to 20% off the big boys' basic rates every minute of every hour of every day. Put us to the test. Call us at 1-800-LONG-DISTANCE. 1-800-LONG-DISTANCE.
For the ABC Information Network, I'm Tom Martin.